When we're talking about the bracha of Atakadosh, you're holy, your name is holy. And the holy ones, Ukdoshim, Chol Yom Yehalu Chasala, praise you every day. We're talking about Klal Yisrael, who are the holy ones. It's essential to discuss the words of Mesillas Yesharim in the 26th chapter, which is Bebir Midas HaKadosha. He has such an important line that's essential. His Kedusha is Tchilasa Hishtadlus of Sefer Matana. The climb, the journey to Kedusha, starts off with Hishtadlus, with hard work. And in the end, it's a gift. Meaning, we start to make the effort, we put in our all, and the ultimate results of it are not only a gift from Hashem, but they're also beyond our wildest imagination. So what is the hishtadlus? What is the effort that a person can put in to lead a life of Kedusha? To be worthy of being called Kaddish. To be the Holy One that's fitting and worthy of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. Number one is assessing our relationship with the physical world, making sure that we have our priorities correct and we're not overindulging, and that we're disconnecting with a need to overindulge in gashmias and physicality. And number two is a positive sense of attachment to Hashem, even when we engage in physical acts. Kedusha is a sense of attachment to Hashem to the point where there is nothing in the world that will drive a wedge between us and Him. Total attachment. Working on that, enhancing and increasing the love to the point where nothing is going to come between me and Hashem. How does that work? Well, what's in your head? What occupies your headspace? What do you choose to think about? Because a sense of attachment comes in one's headspace. It doesn't just come from actions. It comes from the realm of thought. What am I thinking about? How often am I thinking about Hashem? To what extent am I taking into account what's important to Him when I'm making my choices in life? That's what attachment means. That's true on a human level. The closer I am to another individual, the more I'm thinking about them, the more I'm thinking about what's important to them when I'm making my choices in life. And so too with Hashem. The dveikus, the attachment, comes from thinking about Him. What does He want from me? And that's particularly true with reference to the physical world. Because yes, we're living in a world where there's a tension between physicality and spirituality, between ruchnius and gashmius. The extent to which I'm focused on Hashem and what He wants is the extent to which I can become elevated and kaddish. However, if it goes the other way around, get pulled into the world of physicality, I'm being taken away from Hashem. Says the Mesillas Yesharim and others, if a person engages in physical acts with intent, to develop their spiritual side, I need to sleep in order to be strong to serve Hashem. I need to eat in order to be strong, in order to serve Hashem, etc., etc. That becomes Kedusha, that becomes attachment, that becomes a mitzvah. It really depends where our focus is in order to be able to get to that goal.